to Get in the Huddle with the Broncos Radio Network's Mike Rice on the team.
With us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line from 850 KOA, Broncos Radio Network, Mike Rice. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, Jim. How's it going?
It's going fine. A good week leading up to Kansas City. Patrick Surtain named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week after the two picks. Looks like the Broncos are getting healthier. Oh, and they're playing for a chance to grab a share of first place in the AFC West. It's a good week if you're a Broncos fan.
I'm going to say there's a few things going on that are on the positive side. We can focus on that a little bit, knowing that they still have some issues. But, man, I tell you what, Jim, that was sure a great win last week. And to see them do that against a divisional team, team in the division, I should say, and then set up this showdown in December at night in primetime in KC, that's fun stuff. It really is.
Now, the Patrick Surtain pick six. Apparently, it is receiving some notoriety through Next Gen Stats, because Patrick Surtain reached a top speed of 22.07 miles per hour on his 70-yard pick six, the fastest speed by a defensive player as a ball carrier over the last five seasons. That's Mike Rice speed right there, yeah. I believe, right?
Well, that's me getting to the dinner table speed right there. Yeah, that's really something, and I think it just shows his athletic ability. It shows the kind of player he is, the kind of skills he has, and let's face it, Eckler should have had that catch.
Yeah,
I mean you can't just sort of serve it up to Surtain, but you know we've also seen defensive backs drop those kind of things. Surtain put it away, and that's huge. That's huge, Jim. He's a lockdown corner. He's going to keep getting better. I think. I know a lot of people wanted Justin Fields. I think we talked about this earlier in the week. They wanted Fields there. I liked the pick. I wasn't sold on Fields. And I think George Payton is being acquitted rather well by the way Surtain has been playing.
Yeah, I think even Vic made the comment, look, we'd do the same thing again, sitting at number nine, take Patrick Surtain over anybody at that spot. And certainly last week shows why the Broncos made that move. Well, it's Kansas City Sunday night. They come in with the number two offense. Denver comes in with the number two rated defense. And I just get a feeling that this time around, the Broncos defensively, with what they put together in terms of building that secondary, which got off to kind of an uneven start despite those first three victories of the season against less than stellar competition, that the secondary's gotten better. And they've gotten better at inside linebacker, which you'd think, well, wait a minute. You know, they lose Alexander Johnson, they lose Josie Jewell. But Kenny Young, Baron Browning have been outstanding, played great football last week against the Chargers. It just seems like this defense is in a better position, Mike, to make Patrick Mahomes uncomfortable, to go out and match up with a player like Travis Kelce, that they're in a better position to maybe do that this time around than they've been in quite some time.
I sure hope so, and I think part of the two guys you mentioned there on the inside in Browning and Young is they can run. And when you have guys – but when you face Patrick Mahomes, you've got to have guys on defense that can run around and fly around and try and contain him a little bit, because he'll do so much if he breaks the pocket and does the, you know, gets outside and tries to create on his own. If not by throwing the football, then you know he can still obviously run it. So I hope they're in a good position. The reason why I say that, Jim, is Mahomes is so good, and you just sort of hold your breath knowing that at some point he could easily click in. And I think he has started to click in over the last few weeks since that kind of slower start really for Kansas City as a club. So I do think the Broncos are in a good position. I love what Justin Simmons said after the win over the Chargers. Somehow we have to find a way to get out of Arrowhead with a win. I think they're focused on doing that. I'll be interested to see the game plan. I know you will be too. And I want to see how this Broncos team plays. Run the football, man, because we can talk defense all day, but if the Broncos can run the ball, not only will they move the ball and hopefully score, but they'll keep Mahomes on the sideline, and that's a really good place to keep him.
Mike Rice, 850 KOA, Broncos Radio Network with us, and it really does seem that Melvin Gordon, speaking of the running game, Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams, have both really accepted and embraced this dead even split that they're on right now. A lot of people like myself feel like that Javonte Williams deserves more of the carries. But, you know, Melvin Gordon outside of, well, the fumble against Washington, which fortunately the Broncos, that did not come back to haunt them. And then, of course, now the infamous Darius Slay fumble recovery and the Teddy Bridgewater thing. Gordon's actually had a pretty good season, and it seems like those two guys have clicked really well and have really found kind of their hit their stride in that split back duty that they have.
I agree with you, and I think it's great when a team has more than one productive running back, because even if someone goes on a little bit of a hot streak and has 25 carries a number of weeks in a row, I mean, we know how tenuous health can be at that position in the NFL. So I think it's great that both are playing. I think it's great that both are productive. I still think Gordon deserves a lot of the carries, I mean, especially in the passing game. And it's not that Williams can't receive the football, but I think Gordon's certainly a weapon there. And if you have more than one guy that can be productive, you know, the defense can't take a rest. And we know what Javonte can do as far as, you know, being that bowling ball and being tough to tackle. I love the combination. I don't think it's going to be a combination next year, but I think for the rest of this year, you know, Pat Shurmur and Teddy Bridgewater have some options on what they can do. Jim, I hope they stay committed to the running game, because I just think that is such a big part of what the Broncos need to do Sunday night against this offense on the road.
Mike Rice, 850 KOA, Broncos Radio Network with us. Teddy Bridgewater, of course, last year at Kansas City when he was with Carolina, I think I said 341 earlier. We'll dial that back a little bit. 310 for Teddy. Two touchdown passes. He also had a touchdown run in that 33-31 loss to Mahomes in Kansas City. So, you know, can Teddy channel that kind of performance this time around? He also had Christian McCaffrey, you know, at his disposal as well in that game last year. But he has two really good backs that we just referenced to make plays for him. I just kind of hope that maybe, you know, what Teddy did last year at Arrowhead is something that we can see Sunday night. I'll take 275, a couple of touchdowns and a win, right? Or one touchdown or no touchdowns and a win. But if he can do what he did last time around against Kansas City, Denver should be in great shape.
Yeah, and for as much as I talk about the running game, which I do think is key, I mean, somehow you also, if you're Pat Shurmur, you got to get these wideouts involved. I mean, you've got Judy, Patrick, Sutton, Fant. I mean, you've got a stable of guys that are dangerous. And, you know, I don't know what the balance is going to be. I know this, if they come out and run the ball successfully early, I don't know why you go away from it. I don't really care what the Chiefs are ranked defensively. All those rankings are done on total yards allowed per game, which I know you know, which, you know, is one barometer. But I still think the Kansas City defense can be vulnerable. And it'd be really nice if the Broncos, and, you know, led by Bridgewater, of course, you know, could take some shots downfield, break some guys loose, get some yards after catch, because I think that's going to help loosen up the running game a little bit too. I mean, it all works together. But I want to see this Kansas City defense really, really put up a game. They're capable, and we know the Broncos have struggled offensively, and they've not been as consistent as anybody would like, including them. But I also think we've seen them be very capable of being explosive and productive. So it's not a given they'll be that way, but I'm interested to see kind of what Pat Shurmur has devised and what their plan is coming out.
We'll have the game right here on the team Sunday night. Broncos at Kansas City kickoff at 6:20 with Dave Logan, Rick Lewis, and Susie Wergin. All right, before we let you go, let's flip it over to baseball. The labor agreement ended last night at 10 o'clock. The lockout by the owners started last night, Mike. Will we see Major League Baseball start on time in 2022?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you could be optimistic that it will. I'm not saying the season will be lost. But they've got here the month of December, the month of January, to get this thing figured out. So they've got 2 months to agree on a new CBA. I don't know, Jim. Maybe you're more optimistic than I, and I'm a pretty optimistic guy. But we're talking about baseball negotiations. And I don't know when they've ever gotten things done on time. Possible? Of course. Am I hopeful? You bet. Am I expecting that? Not really. I don't know that I'm thinking they're going to lose the whole season. I'd be stunned by that. That would just be the height of being short-sighted. But do I think pitchers and catchers are going to report on time to spring training? I'll have to see that to believe it. I really will.
Yeah, snowball's chance. That's how I just think there's no way. And that was a nice little Jim Mora playoff little thing you did right there.
Well, yeah, I was kind of trying to channel the Allen Iverson, you know, practice. Yeah,
practice, that was good too.
Yeah. Negotiations.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, right. I just, I don't know. I'd like to say yes, but I can't see the 2022 season starting on time. Now, whether or not they make up games, I don't know, but I could sure see them losing some portion of regular season games.
All right, Mike, appreciate it. Thank you so much.